Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos, Daf Yud Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Tes Zayin on the Beis, the 10th wide line, Toshma. In our previous shiur, we had learned the Machlokes of Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan. Actually, the Machlokes of Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan is very much based on the Machlokes of Rameyer the Chachamim that we have been discussing in our Mishnah and in the previous shiur. We learned that Rameyer's opinion is that mufaglin b'chatzi matir, that if somebody has a machsheves pigel only by part of an avoida, that is enough for the carbon to be considered pigel. The classical example, the example that we work with all the time, is the example where somebody burnt, you have to be makter the koimitz and the levoina of a carbon in order for it to be considered properly brought. And it is the opinion of Reb Meir that if somebody had a machsheves pigel only by the burning of the koimitz, not by the burning of the levoina, or vice versa, that carbon will be pigel. Whereas the opinion of Rabbanan is that in order for a carbon to be pigel, you had to have the machsheva throughout the entire matter. And therefore, according to the Rabbanon, you have to have the machshava both by the burning of the koimitz and by the burning of the levoina. But then, in our previous shiur, we learned the machloikis of Rameyer and of Rav Shlokish Rav and Rabbanon. What would be the halacha if somebody only had a machshava's pigel during the time of carrying the koimitz, the halacha of the koimitz alone? What will be the opinion of the Rabbanon? Rav Yochanan's opinion is that there the Rabbanon will agree that pigel could be affected just by the time of taking the koimitz alone without taking, not, you don't need to have the machshava also during the time of carrying the levoina. Rav Shlokish said no. The same machlokes that we have between Rav Meir and the Rabbanon by that Torah of the koimitz alone, if it's pigel, the same machlokes will be here as well. Challenges the Gemara now the opinion of Reish Lakish. Tashma, the Medvar Amurim, the Braisa, which we already quoted earlier, says when does a carbon become pigel during the machshava, during an improper machshava, during the following acts, says the Braisa, during the act of kmitza, during the act of matan keli, putting the koimitz into the klisharis, and during the act of hiluch. Mailav, what does this braisa mean, says the Gemara? Doesn't the braisa mean that we're talking about a situation of hiluch daktara, of carrying the koimitz, of carrying the koimitz to the haktara? And yet the braisa says, carrying the koimitz alone, without anything regarding the levoina, will make the carbon pigel. So isn't this a clear indication that by carrying the koimitz alone, the carbon becomes pigel? You don't have to have that machshava during the carrying of the levoina as well. Answers the Gemara, lo. What it means here is hiluch the matan keli. What's meant here is when you're carrying the koimitz to put it to the klisharis, and that is a halacha that only applies to the koimitz. The levoina is not put into the klisharis. Therefore, even the Rabbanan will agree that the carbon becomes pigel only during the act with the koimitz, nothing to do with the levoina. Ask the Gemara, but if what the braisa means when it says hiluch means the hiluch of the putting the koimitz into klisharis, then the order the braisa uses seems to be difficult to understand. Ihochi, why does the braisa follow the order of matan keli, which indicates putting it into the klisharis, and then the hiluch? The way we're understanding now, we're referring to a situation of taking it the hiluch or matan keli mailei. It should have spoken about the hiluch before the matan keli, because the hiluch is going to the matan keli. Answers the Gemara, Hale Kasha. That isn't such a compelling question, because indeed we'll learn that that is what the braisa means. What the braisa means is, Tani Hachi, it changed the wording of the braisa, and instead of saying Matan Keli, the Hiluch, say Hiluch and Matan Keli. But now asked the Gemara, the Braisa continued saying, Balala Tara, when the Braisa says that when a Kohen comes to do the Kemitza, the halacha is that during the Haftarah, in order for the carbon to become pigel, you have to have the Machshava during both the Haftarah of the Koimitz and the Haftarah of the Levoina. But why is the Braisa only speaking, and that's the opinion of the Rabbanon, ask the Gemara, but that isn't only by the Haftarah. According to the opinion of the Rabbanon, at least the way Rish Lakish understands their opinion, it should have said that the Braisa should have said that but the halacha, the same din applies, that the halacha is that in order for the Rabbanon to hold that it should be pigel, you have to have that machshava both by the halacha of the Koimitz and the halacha of the Levoina. Answered the Gemara, halakasha. So why, if the Braisa is trying to show us, the Gemara is asking, the opinion of the Rabbanon, that in order for it to be pigel, you have to have that machshava both during the act, during the avoid of the kaimitz, and during the avoid of the levoina, shouldn't, and according to Shlokish, the Rabbanon hold this way, both by the halacha and the haftarah, so shouldn't the Braisa pointed out that this is what's required to be pigel even during the halacha? Answers the Gemara, Kivin halakasha, Kivin the halacha tzarek haftarihi, karla haftarah. Which means that since what is the purpose of the halacha? The purpose of the halacha is to bring the ingredients to the mizbeach where they will ultimately be burned. So subsumed under the statement of haktara is the halacha to the haktara. Ask the Gemara, but we spoke about examples of what is or what is a pigul according to Ramban Rabbanan, and the Braisa said that if he did the Koimitz B'shtika, and then he did put the Koimitz B'shtika, and then he put the Levoina with a pigel intent, according to a mayor, it will not be, the halacha is that it will not be pigel, because you have to have the Machshavas pigel by both avoiders. So again, why didn't the Braisa speak about Hoylich Miboyle? Why didn't the Braisa teach us that if you did the halacha of the Koimitz B'shtika, and the halacha of the levoina b'machshavas pigel, it won't be pigel? Why doesn't the Braisa use that example? If so, is the halacha according to Rish Lakish, according to Rabbanan? Answers the Gemara. So the Gemara kasha, that is indeed is a kasha. But as we've said many times, when the Gemara says something is a kasha, it doesn't mean there's an answer. The answer that the Mefarshim suggest is the Braisa preferred to use the example to show us where Ramei and Rabbanan disagree by the case of Akhtara over teaching it to us by the case of Halacha, because as we discussed in the previous year, Halacha is an avoida which is avoidable, because you could have the kmitza done right next to the Mizbeach, or it could be done through an assembly line of a number of Kohanim passing it to it, to the Mizbeach. Whereas since Haktarah is not avoidable, so the Braisa preferred to show us the machloikis of Ramei and Rabbanan by the case of Haktarah rather than the case of Halacha, although their machloikis would be applicable just as much by Halacha as well. So as we've been discussing, it is the opinion of Ramei, that Mefaglin b'chatzi matter. A machshava, even by partial, let's say, by the Akhtar of the Koimitz alone, can make the carbon pigel. According to Rabbanan, you have to have the Machshavas pigel by the entire matter. Says the Gemara, a new situation. Hit the Shumshum Lechel Shumshum. Somebody was being makter a sesame-sized piece of Koimitz with the intent to eat the entire Koimitz, but also to eat the entire shrayim, but also with the intent to do it one sesame seed size at a time. Achikala Kometz Koila. When with the entire Kometz and Levina, he has this machshava through the entire haktara of the Kometz and Levina, but in this interesting way, he has the machshava one shumshum, one sesame seed size at a time. We have a machloikus, a three-way machloikus. Chizda Rav Amnun Rav Sheshes. Charama, one man the Amma holds in such a situation, it's pigul. Another man the Amma says that it's possible the Rabbanan. And the third opinion is that it is kosher. And the Gemara suggests, lema, the man the Amma of pigul, the man the Amma that holds that even in such a situation, we would have a situation of pigul, follows the opinion of Rameyer, because Rameyer, as we've been learning, is the Machmer, and he holds that you could have Pigel Bechatzi Matir. So here too, if you had the Machshava one Shumshum at a time, it will be Pigel. A Mandam Apostle will hold it like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan that we've been discussing in our entire shir of the opinion that Eim Fagun Bechatzi Matir, you have to have the Machshava throughout the entire Avoida for it to be Pigel, will similarly hold over here for it to be Pigel. You have to have it not one Shumshum at a time, but they will hold that it's possible at least with Rabbanan. A man d'Amma Kasher, the man d'Amma that holds it's Kasher, will be following the opinion of Rebbe, where the opinion of Rebbe is that we discussed on Daf Yodalit, that if we know on Shavuos, two kvasim are brought, two animals are brought, and if somebody had a machshavas pigel to eat, by bringing one animal, he had a machshavas that he's going to eat a chatzi kazayis of the challah, chutzlos manoi, and then by bringing the next animal, he said he had a similar machshava to bring it chatzi kazayis chutzlos manoi. Rebbe's opinion was that these machshavas do not combine. And here too, it will be the opinion of Rebbe that the machshavas will not combine. Actually, some Rishonim suggest that now that we've said that the man d'Amma that holds its kosher will be Rebbe, who holds that the machshava of two kazesim do not combine, we could also now hold that who is the, when we speak about the Rabbanan holding the apostle, it will not necessarily be the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, who hold that Eim Mefaglin B'chatzi Matar, but rather who will we be referring to? We're going to be referring to the Rabbanan that disagree with Rebbe, and it is the opinion of those Rabbanan that you could that the Machshava of two Kazesim can combine, two Chatzi Kazesim can combine, and therefore to be possible, and therefore they will hold here as well that these two Machshavas, that the Machshava during the eating small during machshava during avoida of a shumshum at a time, regarding a shumshum at a time, will also be pigul, says the Gemara Mimai. Your argument is not necessarily compelling. The Dilma, at Kamal Kam Rameya Hassam, Rameya's opinion is over there that a chatzi matir is considered an act of to make pigul el dechisha b'shuroi. The person was at least bringing the he had a machshava during the burning of a kazayis of burning of kaimitz. Abul Hacha, when he had the machshava, the lechisha b'shuroi, when he had this machshava, he was only burning a shumshum of kaimitz. Even Rameyah will agree that it doesn't become pigul that way. The other hand, says the Gemara, V'at kam l'kam Rabbanan Hassam, where did Rabbanan hold in our Mishnah that it doesn't become pigul? Ein mefaglu b'chatzi matir, el lo yichushev lo b'kuli matir. His machshava did not take place during the avoid of the entire matter, during the burning of the kaimitz and the levoina. Abul Hacha, over here, the chushev b'kuli matir, he has a machshava during the entire Maisa Haktarah. Just he had this machshava at the size of a shumshum at a time, hachinami, it could well be that they would agree that it's pigul. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Vatkan l'kam Rebbe Hassam, Rebbe says when he had a machshava of a chatzik azayis and a chatzik azayis that they do not combine, he didn't ever complete the entire avoida. Because during he only had a machshava of a chatzi kazayis by one keves,
And the chat of the chatzikazayis, he had that machshava only by the next animal. Aval hocha, here he cast the machshava all within one avoida. Aval hocha the hada mali mois avoida, he has the machshava on the entire shirayim, or in the during that very the shir during that very avoida. It could be Rebbe would agree that it's possible. And even if Rebbe wouldn't hold that it's pigul, point out the Rishonim, he may at least agree that it's possible. Therefore, says the Gemara, a man dama pigul, the opinion that holds it's pigul, could be holding the rehakul, that everybody holds it's pigul. And man dama the rehak possible, the man dama holds it's possible, could be following the opinion of all the tanoim, the rehakul. A man dama the kosher, the man dama that holds it's kosher, the rehakul could be following all the opinion. And the Gemara explains itself. Mandama pigul, the rehakul, the mandama that holds that such is a case of pigul, holds kusava derech achil bakach, the derech akhtar bakach. People burn the carbon mincha sometimes one shum at a time. It's not considered a not normal type of akhtara. And similarly, it's not considered abnormal to eat the shirayim one shumshim at a time. So if that's the case, we see that this is a normal way of being makter, and it's a normal way of eating, and that's why it would be a full-fledged pigle. Man dam apostle, the rehakol, kus ksava, he will hold, derech achil b'kach, people maybe indeed eat the shirayim one shumshim at a time. However, they ain't derech akhtar b'kach. They don't burn the part that has to be burned in such small increments. And since they don't burn it in such very small increments, it's not considered that the akhtar was done in a normal fashion. And therefore, a machshava doing such a akhtar will not be considered pigle, because it's going to be like a mincha shaloi hukyo. A mincha that wasn't burnt at all can never become pigul, because in order for a carbon to become pigul, it had to have been brought properly, and this wasn't brought properly. And as the Rishonim point out, even though we're going to learn at the beginning of our next Mishnah that there are opinions that hold that even less than a kazayis is considered a shear for Akhtara, point out the Rishonim, even if we'll say that less than a kazayis is a shear akhtara, when it's such a small amount, like we're speaking about here, shumshum, it's not a derech akhtara. Or manda arma kosher, and then the manda arma kosher will be following divihakul, because the whole derech akhtara b'kach, indeed maybe kabbonis are burnt at a shumshum at a time. However, it ain't derech achil b'kach. Nobody eats in such small increments. So since nobody eats in such small increments, it's not considered a machshavas pigul to eat the wrong way, because you didn't think about eating. Eating such small amounts is not considered eating. And therefore we see that therefore it would be completely kosher. Says the Gemara, Amri Harifa de Bombadisa, the sharp ones of Pumbadisa, who are Eifa and Avimi, said the following halacha. Before we start discussing the halacha that they say, it's interesting to point out that Eifa and Avimi were the children of Rechava of Pumbadisa. Their mother, the Gemara Masech, the Yavama says, name was Chayma. And the Gemara identifies Chayma, the Gemara Masech, the Yavama, that Samach Dalit, as a woman who was a katlonis. A woman, a katlonis, is a woman who gets married and her husband passed away. Because first she married Rechava, then she married Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Babachana, and then she married Abaya. And she is identified in the Gemara as a katlonis. Interesting to point out, there's a famous question. The halacha is that a woman who is a katlonis, as I said, a katlonis is a woman whose husband she gets married, her husband died,
may not get married. The halacha is that a woman is considered katlanis after two of her husbands passed away. And the question, to the degree that there's a machloikis rishonim, that if someone marries a katlanis, do we force them to get divorced? That's how serious the issue of marrying a katlanis is. However, there are some paiskim that say that the entire concern that a woman may be katlanis is only when the woman did not have children from her husband who passed away. But if she had children from such a husband, she would not be identified as a katlanis. Our Gemara, we just finished saying that this woman, Chaima, the mother of the Charifi, Avima and Avima, had children, and yet we see that she's called in Masechta Yevamos a katlanis. So from here we see that the heter of a katlanis, that the iser of a katlanis, even applies when the woman had children with the husband who passed away. But before we begin the sugya of the Charifa Pumbedisa, just a few words of introduction are in order. One is that we already discussed earlier in our perek, at the beginning of the perek, we had a machlokes, if somebody, when he did the kmitza, had a machshava to burn the levain at the wrong time, will that carbon be pigul or not? And it was machlokes of Rav Yossi and the Chachamim, and Rav Yossi says, ein matir mefagel matir, and therefore certainly according to this Gemara that we're about to learn, as Rashi teaches us, certainly does not follow the opinion of Rav Yossi. Furthermore, as we have been learning in the last couple of shurim and in this shur as well, the Rabbanim are of the opinion ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir. And again, the classical example that we've been using of ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir is a situation where when somebody, we know that in a Karban Mincha both the chametz and the levaina have to be burnt, and when somebody burnt only the chametz with a machshavas pigul and not the levaina, or vice versa, it is the opinion of the Rabbanon that will not be pigul. However, says the Gemara, Ami Charifa de Pumbedisa, the Charifa de Pumbedisa come and teach us that haktara mefagelas haktara. That means, if while somebody was burning the chametz, he had a mind to burn the levaina the wrong time. Burning the levaina the wrong time means burning the levaina the next day. That carbon will be pickled. And explains the Gemara. For Phil Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan and the Amri, who are of the opinion that we just quoted, Eim Fagun Bechatzim Matir, but if you only have a Machshavas Pigel during the burning of the Kaimitz, and not during the burning of the Levaina, the carbon will not be Pigel. Hanimili, when did Rabbanan say their opinion? Heichi, the Chashib of Mishraim, or Levana of Amos Kaima. That if somebody, when did Rabbanan say their opinion? The Rabbanan say their opinion when somebody is burning the kaimitz, with the machshava to eat the shirayim after the right time, that's when the Rabbanim say that it's a situation of chatzi matir and it won't be pigul. Abel, heich de chashav levavoyna, if while burning the kaimitz he has a machshava regarding the levavoyna, kamad de chashav levkulim matir dami, it's considered like machshava levkulim matir, and even the Rabbanim will hold it's pigul. Why? Explain the Rishonim. The Rishonim explain that because the Rabbanan have all of the matirim of the carbon addressed, they're having the machshavas taking place during the haktara of the kaimitz, and it's referring, and the machshava is about the levaina. So since it's both about the haktara of the kaimitz and it's during the haktara of the kaimitz about Daktar of the Levaina, even the Rabbanim will agree that it's pigul. Interesting question that the Achrayim discuss. According to Rameya, what will be the halacha if somebody has this machshava, but not during the entire burning of the kaimitz, only during partial burning of the kaimitz of the Levayna. What will Rameya hold? Could we quote in an opinion of Tosfos that even though Rameya holds that Mefaglin b'mechatzi matir, it is his opinion that you have to have that machshava during the entire chatzi matir. That means you have to have at least that machshava during the entire burning of the entire burning of the climate. But while being the person only had that machshava during part of the burning of the climates, under normal circumstances, Rameya would hold that that is not pigel. Now the question is, what will Rameya hold if you have a machshava during partial burning of the climates of the burning of the climates regarding the Levayna? So I saw that this is a question in the Akroinim, and it seems that everybody will agree that at least you have to have the machshava according to Rameya during the burning of a kezayis of the koimitz. Others say that what Tosfos said according to Rameya still stands, and you have to have the machshava during the entire burning of the koimitz. Here there won't be a machloikis between Rameya and the rabbi. Amarava, afandan namitinina. We learned similarly in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, adaf yudeis that klal ha koimitz v'nois mekeli v'moilach v'makter. During the act of kmitza, during the act of putting it in the klisharis, during the act of halacha, or during the act of haktara, if he had a machshava, lechel davish daka lechel, to eat something which is supposed to be eaten, or lehak to davish lahakter, davish daka lahakter, to be burned, something that's supposed to be burned, chutz mekayme, outside of the right place, that is chutz mekayme, and therefore becomes possible by karas. If the machshava was regarding chutz lezmanoi, then it's pigo, v'chayovan of karas. Suggest the Gemara, Maila Haktara Domi Lahanach. When the Mishnah there spoke about a Torah, it spoke about the similar to the other cases. Now, when somebody had a machshava, the first three cases that the Mishnah spoke about, Koimitz, Venoisim, Bekeli, Vamoilach. If somebody had a machshava during those three avoiders, whether the machshava was lecher to eat the shrayim after chutzlum kaimai chutzlus manoi, or to be makted the levoina chutzlus manoi or chutzlum kaimai, that carbon would be pigel. Af haktara, how will we understand the case of haktara? Ben lechel ben lahakter. That he had the machshava during the haktara, either to eat the shrayim chutzlus manoi chutzlum kaimai, or to be makted the levoina chutzlus manoi. So what do we see? That during that Torah of the Koimitz, a machshava to be makted to the Levoina in the wrong time makes it into pigel, which is exactly what the Harif of the Bombadisa said. Loi, said the Mara, the argument is not necessarily correct. Hanach, indeed, during the first three avodas discussed, Kmitza, Nesina, Keli, and Halacha, Dalacha would be Bein Lecha, Bein Lahakta. If during those avodas, whether somebody had a machshava to eat the shrayim chutzlus manoi, or to be makted the levana chutzlus manoi, the karma would become pigel. Haktara, but during the avoid of haktara, only lechor, if there was a machshava during the entire act of haktara, lechor to eat the shrayim in chutzlus manoi, then the karma would become pigel. But lehaktir, if during the haktara of that, but the Mishnah does not necessarily mean, says the Gemara, that during the act of Haktaras Koimitz, he had a machshava regarding Haktaras Levoina, Loi, that isn't necessarily what the Mishnah is speaking about, and we wouldn't know that that would be indeed a case of Pigel. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rabbanashi Bagada Kameda Baya, the Yosef Kamam Bishmed Rav Chilta, Ein Haktaras Fagal Haktaras. He disagrees with the Harif of the Bumadisa, and he says that Ein Haktaras Mefagal Haktaras. Although there is a machlokes rishonim, that even according to this opinion, the ein haktara mefagelas haktara, how do we understand it? Doesn't mean that it's kosher, or doesn't mean that it's not pigel, but certainly it will be possible. Rafil Rameya, and Rav Chida was even more lenient. Even Rameya, who is the machma, and holds mefagel mechatzi matter, hanimili. But if just during the burning of the koimitz, not during the burning of the levoina, you had a machshava to eat the shrayim chutz l'zmanoi, Says Rameya, that is enough to make the carbon pigle. The koimitz matter who? The koimitz is the matter of the shrine. Abel hocha. But when we speak about the koimitz and the levoina, the koimitz lav matter the levoina. The koimitz is not the matter of the levoina, because as we've learned many times, you could burn the levoina before the koimitz, or you could burn the levoina after the koimitz. One doesn't depend on the other. Therefore, says Rav Chisda, even Rameyu will agree that if during the burning of the koimitz you had a machshava regarding the burning of the levoina, it would become pigel. As the shita, if we go back to the opinion of the Rabbanim at the beginning of the parak that we referred to earlier, that they said that the machshava by burning during the kmitza b'at levoina makes the carbon pigel. So why during the kmitza thinking about the levoina will be pigel, and why by the burning of the kmitz thinking about the levoina will it not be pigel? If during the kmitz act thinking about the levoina the carbon could become pigel, certainly during the burning act thinking about the levoina should make it pigel. So the shita answers, during the kmitza the levoina is still in the same keli as the rest of the ingredients. So therefore, a machshava then about the levoina would make the carbon pigel. But now, when we're speaking during the time of that Torah, when the Torah of the climates is taking place, the climates in the levoina are not in the same keli, the Rabbanim will agree that, according to Rav Chisda, a machshava about the climates cannot make the levoina pigel. One pshat. Another pshat that I saw is that, and we've spoken about this concept previously, the halacha is that you cannot burn the levoina, and certainly not the koimitz, until you actually take the koimitz. So the burning of the levoina does depend on the koimitz taking place. And therefore, a machshava during the kmitza about the levoina will make the carbon pigel. But here, as we spoke a moment ago, what's happening is that the kmitza already took place. And as we said, you could burn the kmitza first or you could burn the levoina first. There's no specific requirement which be burned first and which be burned second. Since that's the case, there is no reason for the machshava during the burning of the kaimitz, during the burning of the kaimitz about the levoina, cannot make the carbon into pigel. Amlai baya, ani maru, tell me, mishmei the Rav, did Rav Chisda say this in the name of Rav? Amlai in. Yes, he did say this in the name of Rav. So Mefarshim asked a gevaldik kasha. Rav Chisda was asked, did Rav Chisda say this in the name of Rav? And he said, yes, he did say it in the name of Rav. So the question is, if Rav Chisda said it in the name of Rav, don't we know that the rule is, Kol Oymed Dov B'Shem Amroi, Mevi Gu'ula La'olam. So how could Rav Chisda not say in the name of Rav? And before we give the answer, we need to understand why is it so important that Kol Oymed Dov B'Shem Amroi, Mevi Gu'ula La'olam. So I saw that the Medrash Shmuel explains. If somebody, he says Divrei Torah, and he doesn't say those Divrei Torah, B'Shem Amram, in the name of the person who he heard it from, then that Torah is not considered real Limud HaTorah. And since it's not considered real Limud HaTorah, so the credit or what Torah brings to the world won't happen through such Talmud Torah. Only through Talmud Torah, which is done properly, can the Geula come. And therefore he explains, the Rebbe Shmuel, that when we repeat the Divrei Torah, B'Shem Amram, which is the proper way of learning, so then that's proper learning, and proper learning is what will bring Mashiach to the world. However, the Paiskim do say that even though the halacha is kol ha'madav v'shem amrei maybe gula la'olam, it is not necessary. Let's say something was said by a whole series of people. Reuven said it to Shimon, Shimon to Levi, and so on. The halacha they say is it's not necessary to mention all of the people that said it. You only have to mention the first person in the list and the last person in the list. But now our question comes back. So if so, why over here did Rav Chisda not say that he heard this halacha in the name of Rav? Says the Sfas Emes, a very beautiful teretz. He says that although, as we just explained, the importance of kol ha'emadav b'shem omroi mei v'gula la'olam, he explains that that is only when you're repeating what you heard. But if you're not repeating it exactly as you heard, you're saying something more or something less than exactly what you heard, then there is no point of kol ha'emadav b'shem omroi mei v'gula la'olam. So he says that indeed Rav Chisda heard from Rav that Ein haktara mefagel haktara. But Rav Chisda said another point to it, that not only is Ein haktara mefagel haktara, but Rav Chisda added that even Rav Meir agrees to this concept. That wasn't something that he heard from Rav. So therefore, when he was repeating the din, he didn't say it in the name of Rav, so that there should not be a mistake in people assuming that Rav holds that Ein haktara mefagel haktara, even according to the opinion of Rav Meir. Says the Gemara, it manami, Amar Chisda Rav, Ein haktara mefagelos haktara. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Idi Mishmei Dabayu, Afanan Namitanina. We could say we learned the same in the Mishnah, because we spoke about this Mishnah. We are on Shavuos, we know two lambs are brought with the Shtei Lechem. Shachet Echem and Akfasim Lechem and Menelacher. So we learned in our Mishnah that if somebody brought one of the kvasim with the intention to eat the other one the next day, who pigle? That keves that you had the machshava about because pigle, the chaveri kosher. If during the bringing of one keves, the machshava was about the other keves, lechel mi chaveri lemocher, so the Mishnah paskin, shneim ksharim. My tama, lav mishum, the kimin the lav matim deyu, one keves is not the matir of the other keves, that's why, loy matzim afagavei. So we see that even though during the act of bringing one keves, he thought about the other keves, it won't be pigel. Here too, thinking about the burning of the levina during the burning of the kaimitz will not make the carbon into a pigel. So the Gemara, the comparison is not the same. In that case, the two animals are two separate animals. And therefore, the machshav about another animal during the first animal will not make it into pigel. Abel hochad itu b'chadmona. The kaimitz and the levina, as we discussed earlier, do begin in one keli. So since they begin in one keli, it could well be that everybody will agree k'chadamu, and therefore the machshava of one regarding the other will make it into pigel. Says the Ma'am Rav Huna, Hamilsa. Ivoli Rabbi Chanina, I heard the following halacha for Rabbi Chanina, the tequila lukikuli to madai. And it's worth to me as if the rest of my learning. It's my most favorite halacha. Hik the kaimitz. If somebody was machta the kaimitz, lahak the levoina, lekla shrine lamacher, and as Rashi explains, that when he was machta the kaimitz, he had a mind that he's going to be machta the levoina tomorrow, and that he's going to eat the shirayim tomorrow. That's how Rashi learns. The Rambam explains that it wasn't that he had the machshava at the same time, simultaneously, but rather the machshava was that he was makted the kaimitz with the intention to burn the levana the next day, and then he was makted the levana, and when he was makted the levana, he had a mind to eat the shirayim the next day. The halacha will be that the carbon is pickled. Ask the Gemara, what is this halacha teaching us? My kamashma, if he's trying to teach us haktara mafgelas haktara, that a machshava during the haktara of the kaimitz regarding the levina makes the carbon into pigul, as the Harifa the Pumbedisa taught us, if that's the halacha that he wants to teach us, he had Torah Maskelis HaTorah Kamashwan, if he wants to teach us that halacha, Lema, so he should have said it in a much simpler way. He should have said, Hikter Kaimitz Lahakter Levina, that it will become pigul. E, if on the other hand what he wants to teach us is mefaglin b'chatzimata k'mashmon, that a machshava during the kaimitz, during the burning of the kaimitz alone, will make the carbon into pigul, so then he should have said it this way, lema hikta kaimitz, that a machshava during that taras kaimitz lech l'shrayim l'macher is enough to make the carbon pigul, as Rameyer indeed holds. And if he wants to teach us that he both follows the opinion of Rameyer and he also follows the opinion of the Harifa de Pimpadisa, the way he should have said it was, Lema, Hikter Koimit, he was Makta the Koimit, Lahak de Levina, with the intention to be Makta the Levina, or while he was being Makta the Koimit, he had in mind Lefel Shirayim Lamacher, that either of these two situations, either of these two types of situations, will make the carbon pigle. Why do you say it this way? Answers the Gemara, Amar of Ad Bahava. Loilam, it is the opinion of Rav Huna that Ein Haktar, Ksava Ein Haktar Mefagel Haktar. And similarly, he holds Ein Mefagel Mechatzi Mata. Hocha, but what the Chid, Vishani Hocha, what is the Chiddush here? The Pashplay Mechshav Bekul Mincha. Since, when he's burning the Kaimitz, he's also thinking about the burning of the Levoina. We're learning what Rashi's pshat. And he's also thinking about the eating of the shrine. So every part of this Karban Mincha is being affected during this Machshava. So even if we don't hold like the Harifa the Pumbedisa, and even if we don't hold like Rameyer, here he'll be pigle. Because since every part of the Karban is being affected with his Machshava, everybody will agree that in such a situation the carbon becomes pickle. Says the Gemara, Tana Tana Kamei Deritz Ba'aba, Hik the Kaimus Lechel Shrayim. If somebody was mocked at the Kaimus with the intent to eat the Shrayim, Libi Hakel Pickle. Everybody will agree that this carbon is pickle. Ask the Gemara, is that true? But Mifli Pligi, haven't we learned the opinion of the Rabbanim? The aim of Fagul Mechatzi Matar, and a machshava that takes place just during the act of the burning of the kaimitz is not enough, according to Rabbanan, to become pigul. So tomorrow, we have to change with the Rehaka Apostle. We have to amend the Brice of saying not that it will be pigul, because the Rabbanan will agree at least that it's possible. Says the Gemara, if we're already amending the Brice, why don't we just say, Vilema, Hareza pigul? But it won't be the opinion of everybody. It's going to represent Rameyahu that holds Mefaglin b'chatzi matar. Answers the Gemara. This Braisa clearly has an error in it. But, says the Gemara, Tani Dibur Hakel Asne, Pigel b'posa machel v'lei, Hareza b'dibur hakel le machel v'lei. Obviously, when this Braisa was being repeated, it was being repeated in error. The question is, what is an understandable mistake and what is not an understandable mistake? And therefore he says as follows, says the Gemara. To get the word pigul and posel confused is an understandable mistake. To get the word dirihakul, and that it's really just the opinion of one Tana, is not an understandable mistake. And therefore the Gemara preferred to say it was the mistake was between posel and pigul, versus saying that it's just the opinion of one versus the opinion of everybody. Hadrullah Hakimits is a mincha. Hadrullah Hakimits is a mincha. Hadrullah Hakimits is a mincha. Says the Mishnah. Hakimits is a mincha. Lecha babashay daka lecha. If somebody does kmitza and with the intent to eat something which is not normally eaten, or a hakter, or to imakter, babashay daka lahakter, something which is not normally burnt on the mizbeach, kosher. It's not considered a Machshev is pigul, and the carbon is still possible, kosher. The lezer, on the other hand, holds its possible. Lechol davish daka lechol. If somebody had intention to eat chutzl, zmanev, chutzl, mkaimai, something which is normally eaten, or lahakter davish lahakter, or to imakter, something which is normally burnt on the mizbeach, but his machshava was on pachas mikazayas, it's kosher. And as the Rishonim point out, isn't this a halakha that we've already learned? Why must the Mishnah repeat this? So Rishonim explained that since we see in our Mishnah and our Gemara, the Rebbe Elazar is a very big machmer, so we would think that Rebbe Elazar is machmer in this case as well. Kamash one, that in the case of pachas mikazayas, Rebbe Elazar agrees that it's not pigle. Lech kazayas, lach the katzik kazayas. Yar machshava to combine achila and aktara kosher. She'ein achila v'aktara mitzdarfen. Amr of Asi, Amr of Yochanan. The Mishnah began with the opinion of Rebbe Elazar that if somebody had a machshava lech or davar she'ein dak lech or lach the davar she'ein dak lachter, it still will be pigle. Asking where my time of Rebbe Elazar. Amr Kroa. The pasuk says v'im ha'ochel yo'ochel. Says Rebbe Elazar Tosfos speaking about a machshava regarding two types of achila. Echad achilas adam, what people eat, v'echad achilas mizbeach, and what the mizbeach consumes. Lonlo, shem shemachashim v'achilas adam. Just like you can have a machshava regarding people's eating, that means that when you bring a carbon, you have a machshava that the person who's supposed to eat from the carbon will eat it chutz l'zmanoi. The carbon becomes pigul. Kach mechashim v'achilas mizbeach. If somebody has a machshava that the mizbeach should get what's supposed to be put on it after the right time, the carbon will become pigul. Ukshem shemechashvim machilas adam v'achilas adam u'machilas mizbeach v'achilas mizbeach. That if you think about something supposed to be eaten by people, that's how the carbon becomes pigle. Or if you think about if you thought that it should be chutz l'zmanoi, or if you thought that something is supposed to be put on the mizbeach, it should be put there chutz l'zmanoi, the carbon become pigle. Says Rebbe Elazar, kach mechashvim mechilas adam l'mizbeach, mechilas mizbeach l'adam. That means if somebody had a mind that something that's supposed to be eaten by the people should be put on the mizbeach at the wrong time, or something that should be put on the mizbeach should be eaten by people at the wrong time, that too will make pigle. My tama, midah skin rachmana laktara b'loshen achila. Since we find that the Torah, when it speaks about aktara, uses the loshen achila, the Torah says ha'ochel yo'ochel, to teach us this halacha that a machshava of eating putting something on the mizbeach that's supposed to be eaten, having eaten something that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach, will also make pigle. Rabbanan, how did Rabbanan who disagreed with Rebbe Elazar explain this pasuk? Hay de rachvina v'kin rachmana b'loshen achila. The reason the Torah used the loshen achila, the loishno ki mechashiv b'loshen achila mizbeach, the loishno ki mechashiv b'loshen aktara mizbeach. It makes no difference what word you used on the mizbeach, whether it's the word achila or whether it's the word haktara, it's still enough to make it a pigle. But what must the machshava be about? Something that belongs to the mizbeach. If the machshava is about something that doesn't belong on the mizbeach, that wouldn't make it into pigle. Inami, what does the pasuk come to teach us? Ma achila, just like we find that the shir achila b'chol atara kula is kizayis, af haktara is a kizayis. V'lo'ayla, achila de marach mashma. But it has to be the normal type of achila. So that means you have to have machshava on the mizbeach regarding something that belongs on the mizbeach, and regarding adam, you have to have a machshava regarding something that the adam is supposed to eat. Rebbe Elazar, how does Rebbe Elazar respond? If that's all the pasuk is teaching us, he says, lichta rachmana ema ochel ha'ochel. Inami ye ochel ye ochel. Why does the Torah say the words hay ochel ye ochel? Sham minotanti to teach us two halakas. Number one, there has to be a sheer kazayas, and number two, it has to be to teach us, says Rebbe Elazar, that if you had a machshava that a person will eat something that belongs to the mizbeach, or the mizbeach will eat something that belongs to the person, it still will be pigle.